And we are trying to save shot in the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanon, where the Rabbanon said if a guy makes Maimer after Chalitza, it works. And Rebbe said it depends if he did it for Yibum or he did it for marriage. And we wanted to know what the Machlokes was about. We had Rav Yosef's shot, Abaye's shot, and Rav's shot, which I will quickly review. Rav Yosef said that the guy, it's like he didn't mean to acquire. He was taking over his brother's marriage. It's not that he meant to acquire. He was trying to take over his brother's marriage, and there was no brother's marriage to take over. That's what Rebbe holds. Abaye jumped on him and he said, yes, there is. You acquire your brother's marriage. You acquire a different marriage. It's both acquisitions, the same act, and both intention to acquire and her intention to be acquired, and therefore there's no problem. Therefore, Abaye learned that the guy said, "Is kachili b'maimer yavamim." He said, "B'maimer yavamim." Now, does Maimer Yevamim independent, or does Maimer Yevamim work with together with Zika? If it works together with Zika, he was trying to do a Maimer together with Zika when there was no Zika, so Maimer can't work. Rava said, it's not true. Maimer is independent. If he says Maimer, even it doesn't have to work with Zika. It's an independent sakana, and it means to acquire her, and it's the same act as Kedushin, and she would be acquired. The Machloika says he said Bezikas Yevamim. He specifically stated that he wants to have the Zika kick in here together with the Maimer. The Rebbe said, there is no Zika, can't work. And the Rabbanan say, the bottom line is he wants to acquire her, and the fact that he said Zika doesn't mean anything. Because there's no Zika to begin with, there's no Zika to work with Maimer to begin with, whether he says it or doesn't say it. Okay. That is the three pshat that we had. We are the fourth line from the top. Rav Shravya Amar. Rav Shravya said, Rashi, Rav Shravya Amar. Ida Amar la bezikas yavamim kulamar la pligi de loy mahani. Rashi says, Rav Shravya says, if you would say bezikas yavamim, everybody holds it doesn't work, the yes zika, because there is zika, and if he wants the zika to kick in with the mimer, that is his option, since it doesn't have zika here, because he already gave chalitza, so it wouldn't work. Vashi chalitza vavkat. So that wouldn't be a machlokes. So Rav Shravya says, that in the case when he says it's kachli bezikas yavamim, the Rabbanim would agree it's not a kedushin.
He missed the boat.
Correct. Quote Avram Cohen. He didn't learn mesachtes yavamim. He didn't go to shir. He didn't learn Rav Gamliel. Because he has zika, because zika is an entity, and he wants to use the zika, and it can't use the zika, so he didn't. It didn't work. Before we were saying Maimer Yevamim. Maimer Yevamim is an independent takana, doesn't rely on Zika. But when he says, I want to do Bezikas Yevamim, he's harnessing Zika to his Maimer, and there's no Zika to harness.
We said before, if he just says Maimer, it depends on whether or not it's independent.
Right, and we said it's not. But if he says Zikas Yevamim, he made it dependent.
Saying the word Zika Sivam, according to the first Lashon, is a form of mimer. Really is a mimer, but he used a different Lashon, but it works.
That's what Rabbanan say. Rabbi said not, and Rabbi says everybody agrees not. That's how Rashi learns. Zok to Rashi. So what is the Machlokes? So you gamer love a scotch, leave a Zika Sivam, gulam, leave a Zika right? The Hunker Bechalitza Psula comes, Kamiflagi. Here it's a different Shiloh. What happened was, he gave a get. Then he gave chalitza. Our Mishnah said that if you give a get, and afterwards chalitza, right? Afterwards chalitza, it's over. Remember we said chalitza is a cutoff. Nothing works after chalitza. That's the machloikas Rebbe and the Chachamim. The guy attempts to do maimer after chalitza. Now, according to the way we learned in our Mishnah, once you do chalitza, there's no room for maimer. Doesn't exist. So therefore, if he would say Bezikas Yevamim after Chalitza, would not work. But the Rabbanan hold, Chalitza Psula doesn't remove Zika completely. It's a new thing, a new Mandiyama we never had. That, remember we said Bia Psula still needs a rabbinic Chalitza? How about Chalitza Psula? You gave a get to one, and you gave Chalitza to the other. Or you gave a get to one, right? Or you get to one, and And it's interesting, this is a very interesting combination. You gave a get to one and chalitza to the same one you gave a get to. But the zika had been weakened already. So therefore chalitza does not remove it 100%.
What should you do?
I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know. But whatever it is, there's still room for Mimer to work. Again, she can get married. I don't think there's any issue whether she can get married or not. What should you do? There's nothing else to do. You can't give chalitza a second time. What are you supposed to do? But I think there's enough there that if he says Mezikas Yevamim, the Rabbanan say Mimer still works. What does Art Scroll say on this?
The Mishnah
said... Hold this. This is arguing in the Mishnah. Yes.
Oh, that's important.
I just said that. The Rabbanan are arguing in our Mishnah. They're Tanoim. They are arguing in our Mishnah. Say it again.
Our Mishnah was a
Tanakama, and then other opinions. That was about Biyab. But everybody agreed. And here we have a third opinion now called Chalitza. You're looking at me
askance. No. Meaning, why wasn't put this foot in the Mishnah?
I don't know, because there's going to be this third opinion on the Gimel and Beis anyway, and it wasn't in our Mishnah. That third opinion exists. What does Archko say? Rabbeinu Archko.
Deficient Chalitza. One holds that it releases, and one holds doesn't release it.
He skirted the issue.
For example, that was given before.
Can I borrow your the Rebbe of Artsko?
Note 7.
That's how I understood it. Again, we'll find out what happened. But you know what? Maybe in the Amid Beis, when we meet that Tana, he says exactly what I said. Maybe, but he doesn't say how to release her. He doesn't talk about it. Maybe in the Amid Beis, when we meet that Tana, we'll find out what he wants.
How does she get released?
I said, I don't. It hasn't been addressed.
Well, what is Rebbe's...
Here, take, you can take your article.
What are the possibilities? Another Chalitza?
No, I think the possibility is that probably she's released anyway, except there's some Zika left for Mimer to work.
What's the halachic ramifications? If there's a Tzara...
See, that's the thing. Will it release the Tzara? Again, honestly... I think we're speculating. Maybe we'll meet it on the Amid Beis. Maybe you can have the best.
No,
Rabbi, you're going to finish? Yeah, I'm finished. Okay. Zuktrashi. My son, Khalid, the Psula, Pateras, my son, Khalid, the Pateras, Zuktrashi. Walking the Psula, going to call it that I get committed. I bought a summer left, cut the shop here. Didn't remove it properly. But yes, Akhra Klum. There's still something left. My guess would be she can still get married. There's nothing else to do. Rabbanan wouldn't lock her up for life. It's just there's something left to Kachani Mimer. If he says Zikas Yevamim, Mimer works. Ravashi Amar de Kula Amar Chalitza Psula de Pateras. Ravashi says, everybody holds Chalitza Psula doesn't work.
Oh my God.
Well, that's just saying the third opinion.
And therefore,
Mimer would work after that Chalitza Psula. V'hocha b'yesh t'nai v'chalitza k'miflugi. Over here, what happened was, the case of Rebbe in Rabbanon, and Ravashi's adding a piece, is a case where a guy said to the woman, I'm giving you chalitza on the condition that you give me $200. You made a condition in the chalitza. No, it's not the chalitza psula. It's a tzai the chalitza. Can you make a condition in chalitza? It's chalitza subject to conditions. Now, we have a rule that conditions don't work in everything. The Gemara has a rule that says anything you can't do through a messenger, you can't make a condition in. I can do kedushin through a messenger, I can make a tenai in a kedushin. I can do gittin through a messenger, I can deliver the get through a messenger, therefore I can make a tenai in gittin. Chalitza is not subject to messenger. The Yavam has to do the chalitza. He cannot send anybody else to do it for him. Therefore the Gemara says later on, there is no room for condition in chalitza. A condition in chalitza is zero. I think we had it earlier in the Gemara that a guy fooled his wife. I think we had it already. I'm not trying to remember if we had it ready. I think we had it. I don't remember exactly where we had it. If we had it. And the guy said to her, we wanted to trick him, so we said to her, give a condition in the chalitza, and the condition is worthless, and it ends up that the chalitza was the chalitza. It's in Ksubas and seventh parak. Thank you. So Gemara in the 12th parak later on. I remember it from the Mitzvah Chalitza. It's a Gemara in the 12th parak.
Rabbi, can you repeat what the connection is between a shaliach on one and a tanai on one?
I didn't get there yet. I just want to finish the Gemara. It's a good question, and I'll get there in a second. V'hokah b'yeshnai b'chalitza k'miflugi. Marshav b'yeshnai b'chalitza, marshav b'eitanai b'chalitza. Rashi. Yeshnai b'chalitza shecholos la'manashi titin la'misayim zuz. Rebbe sover eitanai b'yo b'chalitza. V'afilu lo'y nasmo, even if she never pays him, ain't tonight by Obabi Khalitza. Who could clear Tabas Mai Bashasa, Belosh and Zika Shivam Basra? Doesn't work. Now, if Katal is Yikasa, he removed it with the Khalitza. Ulu Rabbanon, yes, try. The Kamad Le Kaima, Le Paka Zika. The Khalitza didn't work. The Kamala is Kacha de Kasa Zeb, Zika Shivam Kani. The Khalitza didn't work because he made a condition and the condition was not met. Now, Rebbe holds Khalitza can't be made out tonight. They cannot. Therefore, it was a good chalitza. There's nothing left. According to Rabbanan, the chalitza didn't work yet. The tanai wasn't good yet. I'm sorry. Thank you. I remember it from Mitzvah Chalitza, but it's wrong. I think it's a Mitzvah Chalitza.
Probably is.
Maybe not. Okay. I remember it exactly in the Amud Aleph where it is, but maybe I remember it from there. Okay. Now, Harvey asked, why is tanai and shlichus interdependent? And the answer is, how much ownership do I have over this act, this acquisition, this chalais, it would be the word in Hebrew, this
transaction.
How much ownership do I have? The fact that I can appoint an agent shows that I have total ownership of an item. I own this transaction. I can make a condition. The woman owns the transaction as well in a kedushin. She can make a condition. I am not marrying you unless you're paying me X amount. She can make a condition because she can also make a messenger to accept her kedushin. She owns her transaction. She is a owner of it. Shlichus is a sign that you have the ownership of it. You can do it through somebody else. Anything that you can't do through anybody else means you do it, but you don't own it. You have to do it exactly like the law. You have no wiggle room because you're not the boss over this transaction. You follow the laws and it works, but you're not the owner of it. The proof is you can't make an agent to do it for you. Agency works. Why doesn't it work? We learned out that the agency doesn't work because you're not the owner of it. Once you're not the owner of it, you have no wiggle room to make a condition in it as well. Agency is a sign. It is not the cause. It is a sign that you are the owner of the transaction. You're part of the transaction. You own its entirety. The proof is, I don't have to be there. Somebody can represent me. If somebody can't represent me, that means you're telling me that I am not the owner. I can't do it through somebody else. I got to follow the rules exactly. No wiggle room. No wiggle room, no condition. So the machloikis is that true or not? Rebbe holds, yes. And Rabbanan say, you can make a tanai kedushin in the chalitza. Now, it's probably, according to this teretz, they don't agree to that rule that condition and shlichus are interdependent. Because everybody holds you can't make a shlichus for chalitza. So obviously they hold that condition is different than agency. I can't appoint an agent, but I still have some wiggle room within my power. That's what Rebbe holds. This is the way we paskim. Ain't tanai b'chalitza. You cannot make a condition because you don't own this transaction. The proof that you don't own this transaction is you couldn't appoint somebody to do it for you.
Can be forced? Can chalitza be forced?
No.
It has to be done willingly.
Yes.
Can you read?
You can beat him up, though he says yes, but no. You can't force them.
And you can't have a harata on a chalitza.
No, you cannot. You can't have a harata on a get either. It's not a matzah mashkas b'tera. You're not going against the Torah. The Torah never said you can't make a condition in a marriage. The Torah never required that a marriage be done without making a party pay for it.
But the other thing is, it comes out now, even though we had a Tana Kama in the Mishnah, who was the Rabbanan, correct?
Who in the Mishnah were the Rabbanan,
right.
Yes.
So it comes out that now we see the Rabbanan, is Machlokes, what the Rabbanan really said, or is it another Rabbanan?
It's another Rabbanan. And Rabbeinu Amar, the final Teretz. The Kula Amar, yes,
what is it?
Chalitza Psuma means a chalitza done when the Zika has been weakened already. And therefore, the chalitza is not as strong as it would have been had the Zika not been weakened.
It's like the opposite. If the Zika is weaker, then the chalitza work is destroyed.
You know, can we leave? You know, the honest truth is, we're better off if we leave this to the Yemen base. Because there, the Mandiyama says it clearly, and we'll have to see what how to deal with it then. Maybe I'll be smarter. Maybe I won't. Rabbeinu Amar, the Kulu Amar Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza. Everybody holds there is a condition in Chalitza, but which is the way we don't paskin. V'Hocha B'Tanai Kavu Kamiflegi. Here it's an argument in the laws of conditions. There's a Mandiyama that says that whenever you make a condition, condition requires. Let me explain. Condition is not logical. This is the way Titus explains it in Ksubas. Condition is not a logical thing. You're doing an action, and your words are dictating when this action should work and when it shouldn't work. Words don't usually override action. Your action speaks louder than words. You're doing a kedushin. You're saying, it's only if she gives me $200. Your kedushin is an act. And your words are words, and words aren't the strongest action. Came along the Torah and said there's a rule called conditions. You're allowed to make conditions in transactions. The Torah prescribed rules for conditions. According to one opinion, a condition needs to have both sides spoken out. If you do, yes. If you don't do, not. I'm making the condition on the condition that you pay me $200. If you do pay me the $200, the kedusha will be valid. If you don't, it won't be valid. If you don't speak out both sides, going to one opinion, you have not met the rules of making conditions, and your condition is invalid. If you spoke out both sides, then it's valid. The other Mandiyama says, we do not require speaking out both sides. Speak out one side. If you pay me $200, it's kedusha. It's self-understood that if you don't, it's not. It doesn't have to be said. What happened over here is he gave her a chalitza on the condition that you'll pay him $200. And he did not say that if you don't pay me, it's not a chalitza. So, is he making a good condition? Or is he not making a good condition? Rebbe said, it's not a good condition. Therefore, the chalitza worked. And Rabbanan say, it was a good condition. That's the Rash, the Gemara. The Kula Amar Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza, welcome to Tanai Kavu Kamiflegi. Marsa Rabbina, Tanai Kavu, you need a double Tanai. I just want to explain something here, because the Gemara did something that I find it unusual for Gemara to do, but that's not for me to say. We had a Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan. If you read the words of Rebbe and Rabbanan, it sounds a very open and sharp case. A guy did Chalitza, and then he did Maimer. Does the Maimer work after Chalitza or not? The first answer, Rav Yosef's answer, dealt with it directly, and said that Rebbe says it doesn't work because he's trying to do A and he's doing B. He's trying to acquire his brother's marriage, not his own, and he ends up doing his own. Doesn't work. Abaye disagreed and said he's trying to acquire anyway. So Abaye said that he said he wants it to work with Maimer. And Maimer is a different mechanism. Is it a different mechanism? Is it not a different mechanism? Both Rav Yosef and Abaye addressed the issue very simply. It is a case when he did a mimer after Chalitza. No ifs and buts, no conditions, no nothing. Straight fact. He did Chalitza to Rachel, and then he did mimer to Rachel. Right? Rebbe holds that the mimer doesn't work. Right? According to Abaye, it doesn't work because mimer needs Zika to work, and there's no Zika here. It can't work. And Rabbanan say, mimer is independent, and it works. So therefore it works. Came along Rava, and he moved the needle. He said, no. If the guy would say with Mimer, definitely would work. What happened was the guy said, with Zika, He wanted to tie the Zika into the Maimer. Rebbe says you can't do that because there's no Zika left. And the Rabbanan say you don't need the Zika, even though he said he wants to use Zika. We ignore his words, and he met with a good acquisition. Those three answers did not change the basic case. He did a Maimer after Chalitza. All Rava did was add that he did the Maimer differently than normal people do the Maimer. Instead of doing the Maimer plain, he added the word Zikas Yevamin. But that was the case. Now, the next three answers came along and added things to the case. Rav Travia says he had previously given her a get, which was not mentioned at all in the Braisa. Comes along Rav Travia, and he says, the case of the argument, we're missing part of the story. Till now, the only part we were missing is Rava said that he said the word Zikas Yevamin. But it was a Chalitza followed by a Maimer. Rava tweaked the Maimer and said he said Zikas Yevamin. But it was a very straight Chalitza followed by a Maimer. Till Rava, we didn't touch it. Rava touched it a little bit and said he said Zikas Yevamin. Comes Rav Travia and says, no. The Chalitza had something beforehand. Now, it wasn't mentioned in the Braisa. That's fine. Rav Shravi is entitled to say that the Machloikas isn't a case where he did get and then Chalitza. Is this Chalitza 100% effective or not? And then he said Zikas Yevamin. So Rav Shravi builds on Rav's answer, but he says Zikas Yevamin would never work. But over here, since it was a Chalitza Psula, one man the Amos says it works. Okay.
He said
Zikas Yevamin. Maimer b'Zikas Yevamin. Same case as Rava.
But what if he would have went back and said Maimer, but he did weaken the Chalitza? In other words,
let's go. Well, according to this, it would have worked according to everybody.
It doesn't matter whether
Correct.
So the straight case, what would be according to this? Everyone would agree that it would
straight case would work, because either it works because the Maimer is independent, or which is what we hold, so we don't need Zika. Now, comes along, let me just finish. Complete, can I finish? Comes along Rav Ashi, and he says a whole new story. There's a condition here. Not mentioned at all in the Braisa. He adds a whole new piece to the Braisa. Oh, that case is with a condition. Meaning, in a regular case, Maimer would work, Zika Yevamin would not work. Because Zikas Yevamin would not work. Sorry, no, Zikas Yevamin would work because it's Chalitza Psula. But it's not a Chalitza Psula. It's a T'nai, which we didn't even see in the Braisa. It's like taking the Braisa to a whole new thing. And Ravina follows in that direction, just says, oh, it was a condition done without the laws of condition. The last two Terutzim moved the Braisa to a different subject matter. It wasn't a discussion of Maimer after Chalitza. It became a discussion, even the last three Terutzim, it became a discussion about the validity of Chalitza. First three answers was a valid Chalitza, followed by a Maimer, can it work or can it not work? The last three Terutzim are saying, there's no Maimer after Chalitza works. It's, was it a good Chalitza or not? It becomes a different question completely. And therefore, it's like a different thing. It's like the Gemara changes the approach to the whole Braisa. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
So it comes out every answer is another Rabbana in our Mishnah.
It's nothing to do with our Mishnah. This is a Braisa of Rebbe and the Rabbana. Nothing to do with our Mishnah.
Our Mishnah said if you do Chalitza ein achar kach klum.
Right.
That means every answer that we're giving now, according to one side, argues with that.
Well, our mission is going like a Bekiva, that ain't Kedushin types of B'chai B'lavin. And therefore, it would never work. So our mission is not a factor in this whole discussion. Because our mission is like a Bekiva, that ain't Kedushin types of B'chai B'lavin. That's what the Gemara said.
Yeah, but Lisa is a... maybe I'm missing
something. So let me tell you what you're missing right away. Can I tell you what you're missing before you even start? The Rabbanon and the Braisa say it does work.
So the
Rabbanon and the Braisa are definitely not our Mishnah.
Very good.
I knew you were missing that. You're trying to reconcile the Mishnah with the Rabbanan. It's irreconcilable. They say the opposite thing. Because the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Gemara said. The Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva.
That's why it's not Chal after.
Right. Now the Brice is not Rabbi Akiva. So it is Chal. But Rebbe comes along and says, sometimes yes and sometimes not. We want to know, what is Rebbe saying and Rabbanan disagreeing? And we have six different approaches.
Is this Chalitza, according to everybody, a Doraisa Chalitza?
100%, why not?
So what makes it Pesula?
It was given to a weaker Zika. What makes me a Pesula?
Because the Rabbanan...
You just said the word. I don't have to say anything else. It was a Doraisa Bia. But the Rabbanan, you don't even have to finish the sentence. Whatever they did, they did. The key words are, but the Rabbanan. Now, what hasn't been resolved yet is what this person is supposed to do when he gave a get in Chalitza. What is there left to do? I don't know. I said, maybe we'll see a dumb amaze, we'll get smarter.
In other words, to matter her Lashuk.
Well, I think she's my guess is she's Mataris Lashuk, but there's still a residue of something left. Again, I'm speculating. Maybe I'm wrong. Possibly I'm wrong. But we'll find out when I get to the other base. Maybe we'll be smarter. Well,
you know, knock it off.
You knocked off your yarmulke.
That's why I said that.
Okay.
But Dr. Harris's question is excellent. Is that it also?
Which one?
Because
which question?
He said that if you have a weaker Zika. So even if the chalitza is psula, it should be easy to knock it off because it was weak. Is that
Monica takes off a strong Zika for sure?
Oh, sure,
work, right?
Oh, sure.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I was trying to say. But yeah.
And be a psula. Why is be a psula more understandable? If he can take over his brother's wife, for sure he can take her over now.
So there's a
weakness. Right, you're gonna get
it.
The answer is that will be addressed on the other base. That's for sure gonna be addressed. Dr. Harris's question, the Gemara won't identify it as Dr. Harris's question, but the Gemara will address it on the other base. Leiter. Cholat v'asam maimer v'nasin get ubol. The Mishnah is talking about one woman. We're still on Daf Nun Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. And it said two cases. It said, he did Chalitza followed by either Maimer, Bia, or Get, or he did Bia followed by Maimer, Get, or Chalat. Einach a Chalitza Klum. How about the second case? How about if he did Bia first? Case of the Mishnah was Chalat followed by other three, or Bia followed by other three. And the Mishnah just says, Einach HaChalitza Klum. What happened to Einach HaBia Klum? If he did Bia first, that ends all also.
What? Oh, right, with everybody.
With everybody. So why does the Mishnah just say Einach HaChalitza Klum? The Mishnah should have said, Einach HaBia Klum, Einach HaChalitza Klum. In fact, the second case is Bia. So if you're going to say one, address the immediate case. Chalat followed by the three, Baal followed by the three. And you go back to the first case and say, Einach HaChalitza Klum. What happened to Einach HaBia? Track the Gemara, the Nisni, Nami, Einach HaBia Klum.
Because it's only if Bia was first.
But that's the case.
No, but first of all, I say,
but that's the case. That's the case of the Mishnah. Answer the Gemara. Answer the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava, the Amri Tavayu. They both answered, Tania Einach HaBia Klum. They changed, and they said the correct thing is to say Einach HaBia Klum only, because it's the last case. You address the last case, and we can figure out the case before. You don't address the first case. When you say case one and two, and they have the same halacha, you say it on number two, which you just said, instead of going back to number one. In fact, the Gemara of the Tana Didan, our Tana didn't do that. Why did he say Einach HaChalitza Klum? Now, Zok to Gemara, Hataris Yavama L'shuk Hadifalei. He likes to talk about a woman, a Yavama, that's totally permissible. In the case of Bia, she's married. he wants to tell you she's totally free. So therefore, he picked the case of Chalitza. Now, why did he say both? So Trashi, it's a bother to say both. It was a tircha for him to teach both. That's the Rashi.
Abaye and Rav aren't arguing on the Mishnah.
They're
just saying, this is the right
here. That's usually what happens. But here, the Gemara says, V'tam and Didat. That means Abaye and Rav are saying, this is what we think the Gersa should be, and our Mishnah did not have that Gersa.
They agreed to the Gersa of the Mishnah.
It seems that way for the Gemara. It usually doesn't do that. That's why I was very careful in how I explained it. Zuck Rashi. It's easier just to teach one. So Abaye and Rava says it should say the last case. Our Girsa that said didn't say Bia, even though it was the last case. He loves to teach when a woman is Mutra Lashuk, Loi Ruya to teach us. Now here comes the rhyme that you're going to say, Utricha Lutana Lamisni Tarti. To Tircha for the Tana to say both. Okay? I'm reading Rashi. Rashi's saying that, what? Easy, Kal. No. Kal.
But this is
what does that mean, Rabbi?
Yeah, no, whatever.
I read the words.
Rabbi sometimes seems put in this. But you know, it's interesting, Rabbi. There's a bond you have that holds, but I don't know if we had it yet. Tonight, couples needed, right? Every person, if you have even an ounce of a brain, would know if this is this, but the other way is not, right? But that's what you have to say.
No, but that I explained. I explained, though. I took pains.
Oh, because of Gad and Usher, whatever it was, Reuben and Gad,
No, I didn't say that. If you were listening, I explained that. I said the concept of Tanai flies in the face of logic. Why should my words be able to override my action? If I'm allowed to do an action and then my words that I attach to it limit the action, what right should words have to limit action when action speaks louder than words? I did an act of kedushin. So I said. So therefore what? So I said. Why should saying have an effect on act? We're so used to it that we accept it as the way it should be. But if you think about it, dibor cannot be mevatel maisa. And whenever you make a condition, your dibor is controlling the action. That's a chiddush hatayra, that I can control my action with words. That's not logical. Actions speak louder than words. I gave her a ring. It's kedushin. Why in the world should my words that she has to pay me $200?
That's why.
No. Again. Why should conditions work? Why am I allowed to attach words to an action?
Because you're the ball. You didn't have to do the action if you didn't want to.
Again, but it's an action and words aren't as strong as action.
No, I'm requiring a counteraction, though. I have to have a $200.
Counterfeit.
Again.
It's not true, Rebbe.
Again. I'm trying to explain this, if you give me a chance. I give a woman kedushin, right? I'm trying to find a good get. Okay. I will give a woman a get, and I say to her, I'm trying to find a case that's beyond, where I say something that's contrary to my actions, and the actions speak louder than words. My words can't override an action that I do. I did an action. The fact that my words can control an action is a chiddush hatayra. And the Torah can make rules about that. You know, by the way, everybody agrees. A guy says to a woman, I'm marrying you on the condition that you fly to the moon. Now, halacha is, it's a kedushin. What do you mean? You made a condition, she has to fly to the moon. The answer is, it's not a real, any condition that can't be met is ignored. It's enough. What do you mean? But I said, I'm only marrying you if you can fly to the moon. That means you can't fly to the moon. It's not a kedushin. No. The rules of Tanai are that it works if it can be met. If it can be met, we ignore your words. You have no right to control an action with whatever you want to say. You have to follow the rules of Tanai.
And the girl's resident?
That just shows your age.
Rabbi Yitzchak, did you do the Rashi about Bnei Reuven, Bnei Gad?
Judith. It was Judith Rednick, yeah. She's from Cleveland.
No!
Yeah. Went to the academy.
No!
I know she went to the academy, but she was from Cleveland.
Her father, her grandfather's a Shunkah. Old man Rednick.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Anyway, yes, Dr. Brain. Now that we talked about Judith Rednick, yes. She comes into
the
Rashi. She yes.
Did you do the Rashi Bnei Gad,
yes.
Bnei Reuven? Sorry.
I can't hear you.
Did you do the Rashi about explaining the Bnei Reuven, Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven?
That's the source of where Meir learns that that's the rules of Tanai. Where did Meir learn that that's the rules of Tanai? From the Tanai Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven. That's where the Torah spoke out conditions. When Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven went to Eretz Yisrael, and they were told when they can get the land, when they can't get the land, so Remeir learns, and we over there, Maitre Rabbeinu said both sides. So Remeir sees there that that's the rules of Tanai.
Does Rabbi okay with
the okay or not okay?
What does that mean?
So let me explain something. Dr. Harris, this is what the difference is with what I'm doing and what you're doing. I don't argue with Rashi.
I'm not arguing. I'm trying
Rashi
to understand.
Says it's satirical, so what am I supposed to say? Rashi, you're wrong? Chas v'shalom.
I'm trying to understand Rashi.
Explain another way then. Explain another way. Try to explain another way. Satirical's the only way he can explain it. You try to tell me another way.
It's not just Ubiya. I know that.
The way I understand it is, again, I can only guess, the way I understand it is, Tanoim spoke and wrote in extremely short sentences that they were very clear, concise, and not any extra words.
Mark expounds on everything he said.
So they would take the shorter way out, and to them to be longer would be a tircha to go against what their grain usually is. Now again, you can ask me 85 questions where there is a lengthening of a Mishnah because of style.
Exactly.
And I don't have an answer. I don't have the answer. I'm just reading the Rashi. I'm not claiming to understand the rules exactly. I don't. The Gemara in Baba Kama, the Mishnah says Chav. So Rashi said, the Gemara says it should say Chayev. That the Gemara, the Tanaj Yerushalmi, he shortens words. Instead of saying Chayev, he said Chav. And the Gemara is very satisfied with that. Some Tanoim, in certain cases, made sure, and again, it's not because they were cheap on words, Chas v'shalom. It's because they didn't want to waste the word. You know, they wanted to be as short and clear and concise as possible.
The Raya is really, it should say the word Tame, and it says instead Lo Tahor.
That's only in certain cases.
No, the answer is really we should say small. Really we should do small, a little, but it's not nice to say it, so the Sfor Chitzoni on it is, it's you should go short.
Gemara said that. Gimel Amud Beis himself.
No way! How does Rebbe know everything? That's the question. It's embarrassing to some of us.
Rabbi Schutz knew where it was. Don't think about it. I don't have an answer to you.
I agree. It's okay.
The Mishnah said the same thing is true. Get achaget, get achamaimer, maimer achaget, right? Get achamaimer, it's going by get achaget and maimer achamaimer. The Mishnah says, according to the Rabbanon who say yes, get achaget, it can work by two Yavamas and one Yavam. He can give a get to Rachel and to Leah. Or two Yavamim and one Yavama. There's only Rachel, but there's Shimon and Levi. Each one can give a get, and it's effective. Masnis is the like of Ben Azai. And by the way, we had Ben Azai earlier in the week. Ben Azai says it only works in one of the two cases, not in the second of the two cases. And if you remember, there were two girsas in Rashi, which way Ben Azai says it works or not. Is it work by one Yavam and two Yavamas, or does it work by two Yavam and one Yavama? There were two girsas in Rashi. The same two girsas will be here as well. Rashi liked the one over the other, and he'll say it again here. Maslisin do like Ben Azai. Our Mishnah is not like Ben Azai. The Tanya Ben Azai, Ami Yeshamayim Rachamayim, Mishnei Yavamim, Yavamachas. Each man has the power to do mimer, even though it's the same lady. But because you only get one mimer as a yavam, you are given the power of mimer one time. Your brother is also given it, but you are given it only one time, and therefore you can't use it twice. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, the way Kibbutz Masis in the Kani Achas Shnei Yavamis Asa Mimer Bezu Mimer Bezu Chicha Shnei Gittin. The Mishnah says that Reuven Shimon can do mimer to Rachel and to Leah. He said, each man is given the power to do mimer one time. And that Mishnah said, by two yavamas and one yavam, you can do mimer twice. Well, the Lishnah Basra, the Gesina Lemilsa, the Ben Azai Ibcha, the other Lashon of Ben Azai was the opposite. So this doesn't belong here. You should have waited to the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discussed two men. The beginning of the Mishnah, the middle of the Mishnah, discussed two women and one man. Right? And then at the end, it discussed two men and one woman. And Ben Azai disagrees with one of the two. Either he disagrees with the middle one or the end. Now, if he disagrees with the end, why is the Mishnah Gemara bringing it here in the middle? Therefore, Rashi says that indicates that he's disagreeing with the middle, not with the end. The Kani Ben Yav Mechel Shnei Yavam is Ben Shnei Yavam Vivam Achas. At the end, we bring in two men. Therefore, Rashi says, I like the first lesson. This shouldn't be here when we're discussing the Mishnah. This should have been in the later part of the Mishnah, not in the middle of the Mishnah. Come on. And since it's here, it indicates that he's arguing in the case of two women and one man. And he's saying each man only gets the power of one mimer. Because had he been arguing in the case of two men and one woman, it wouldn't be here in the Gemara. The Gemara would have waited to where the Mishnah brought it, which the Mishnah brought it later. So when we're dissecting the Mishnah piece by piece, it would have been later on in the discussion. The location of it being here seems to indicate that that the Gemara understands he's arguing in this case, which is one man and two ladies. I hope I explained myself. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Kate said, Maimer Lazu. The Chalatz Luzu. Okay, so let's take a look at the Mishnah. Back now on Nun Amud Beis, where the Mishnah talks about two Yavamas, right? One Yavam. And the Mishnah says, you did Mimer to one and Chalatz to the second. So Rishayna Tzricha Get. Now the Gemara understands Ahavamina, that the Mishnah is recommending that if you do mimer to one, give chalitza to the other one. Don't give chalitza to the one you did mimer. Because since you did mimer, right, you have affected the zika to this woman. And the chalitza to her will not work for the other one who has an unaffected chalitza. So therefore, the Gemara is understanding that this proves Shmuel right. That you give the best chalitza you can give. Since the Mishnah said, Maimer Lazu v'chalas Lazu, the Gemara understands it as a recommendation.
Not a case that happened.
And the Gemara's answer is, we're not recommending, we're saying if it happened. But more than that, the Gemara says, it flies in the face of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef told us a few blocks back that if you have a choice to give chalitza to a woman that's Asa Tarkayan anyway, or give chalitza to a woman that's not aser to a kayin, give it to the one that's aser to a kayin anyway. Now, you didn't mime it to Rachel, so Rachel's going to need a get. So she's going to be aser to a kayin anyway. So why are you doing chalitza to Leah? Do chalitza to Rachel. Our Mishnah is telling you to do chalitza to Leah. The Gemara understands that it's a recommendation. So to Gemara, Lema Messiah Leila Shmuel, Dama Shmuel Chalitza Baal Smimer Leinifter Tzerasa. You do mimer and then chalitza, since you need to give a get, so it's mimer get and chalitza, that doesn't work, because it's not a strong chalitza. Uchufta de Rav Yosef. and not like Rav Yitzchak who said, always give it to the one that's usher anyway. And here we're saying, give it to the other one.
Rav Yitzchak said that with
Kuba? He said, that's what you should do.
That's what you should do.
But our Mishnah is recommending you should do Galita to the other. Because the Gemara understands this as a recommendation. As for the Gemara, Miktani Chaylitz, did we recommend over here? Chaylitz Tani. We're talking about it happened. We're not talking about what you should do. We're talking about what happened. You did Maimer and then you did Chalitza. We didn't say you should do Chalitza to the other.
No. Chaylitz
did.
Yeah. No, I thought the Mishnah is giving us Psalm.
No.
If you did A and B, not you should do B after A. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lema Messiah Lishmua, Maimer Lazuba Chalitz Zuktai, Midotani Chalitza Abalas Maimer. Doesn't say you should do Chalitza to the Abalas Maimer, Messiah Lishmua, Lamar Chalitz Maimer, Maimer Lidim to Trusa. The Kivan the boy get the Mamare, she'll need a get, the Havi Chalitza Maui, Silva Fukazik, the Chaverta. Not a good enough Chalitza. Utuk to the Rev Yaisa. And this would be a caution Rev Yaisa. So I'm a prepare Kachalitz, Machalitz, back with that Memdalin. Don't spill your water when others can use it. Right? Because don't give chalitza to one who's mutter derkayim when you can give it to one that's aser derkayim. The hunger the chalitza chaver to mekamais the boy again. When him to pais or stay in akuna. You're going to pass to both. Well, I mean, a lichlis to kamais or take chaver to kshera. We don't say give chalitza to the first one. That means we're saying mess up the second one.
Yeah, but Rav Yosef didn't say it where you tampered with the Zika.
Again.
Where there's agreement from another marriage.
Either to prove to Shmuel. And if it's not approved to Shmuel, then we're saying, don't worry about messing up the second one. That's how the Al-Khayrim answer. They ask you a question. And they answer, and the Gemara is saying, either it's approved to Shmuel, and if you want to say that the Gemara just gave you an option, do what you want. That's not true, because Rav Yitzchak said you shouldn't exercise that option to do what you want.
But he only said that.
Again. If it's a riot to Shmuel, it's not a kasha on Rav Yitzchak. But if you want to get out of the riot of Shmuel and say that the Mishnah didn't mean to say you have to, so then it's a kashan regesh. You're right. It's not both. If it's a riot of Shmuel, it's not a kashan regesh. But if you're going to tell me it's not a riot of Shmuel because it's just do what you want, but then Rav Yitzchak had said don't do what you want. That's how that riot explained. You're right. The question you asked is right. Because if Shmuel, Rav Yosef wouldn't disagree with Shmuel. You're 100% right. But if you want to get out of the riot of Shmuel and say, we're just telling you what you could do, then it's a kasha. So it's either a riot of Shmuel or it's a kasha Rav Yosef. And the answer is it's neither. Because we're not telling you anything. We're telling you what happened if it happened.
Why is it a kasha Rav Yosef? Why is it a Mishnah? Why are we asking Rav Yosef? This halacha of Rav Yosef is a Mishnah. Mishnah in Mem Dalet. I say, Acham Shere, Acham Shere, Acham Shere, Acham Shere, Acham Shere, Acham Shere, Acham Shere,
But by the way, Tyson speaks that out, what I just told you. Why does it say Rav Yosef?
Unless he said it explicitly on this case, but
I don't know the answer to your question. Rav Yosef built it on a Mishnah. But he said it, he said the words. Maybe that's why we say a hymn. I mean, I don't know how else to learn the Mishnah, but...
Wasn't that part of the Mishnah?
No. He learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah said it by Chaylitz Lepsula. Right. Emet Hashem Sunday morning, 6:30. Where did we start this week? I know exactly where we started. Amar.
No, I'll tell you where
we started from. Nun Aleph, Amad Aleph. Tanarabon, and Kate, Amar of Gamil. Think after that. Okay. 2 blocks. Sunday morning, 6:30. And Monday morning, Emerge Sim, 6 o'clock.
Amar.